Sky Broadcasting presents Bruce on behalf of MCS Agency. Reicher Entertainment, a Farrelly Brothers movie. Ocelot, Iowa, 1969. At the Munson Service Center garage, a pump attendant fills a car with petrol.
Oh, very young, what will you leave?
All set, Charlie.
You're only dancing on this earth for a short while. And though your dreams may toss and turn,
his son leaps over a low picket fence and trips.
Hey, Pa! You got time for a game before supper?
Go get your ball, I'll meet you out back. Okay, Roy! Come on, I want to see some smoke on this one!
The 10-year-old boy spits for luck, then bowls his ball along a homemade 10-pin alley, striking them all down.
Son, you put that in a bottle, you got something sweeter than you.
Another strike.
Beauty!
You got a great gift, son. It's as if angels came down from heaven and put a blessing on your three bowling digits.
You can apply everything that I've taught you about bowling to your daily life. And if you do that, you're going to be decent, you're going to be moral, you're going to be a good man.
1979, and Roy Munson emerges into a glitzy bowling alley as a young man with shoulder-length golden hair, psychedelic shirt and tight disco pants with matching white jacket. Crowds of young men and women adoringly slap him on the back as he moseys on by like a disco superstar. Starring Woody Harrelson, Randy Quaid, Vanessa Angel and Bill Murray. Directed by Peter and Bobby Farrelly. Roy puts down his bowling ball, still in its bag, and ostentatiously shows a heavy golden ring to a panorama of crowds. Behind him, a banner reads, "Congratulations, Roy Munson, state amateur bowling champion." He throws his jacket into the throng of young women and stylishly picks up a glittery golden bowling ball and launches it down the polished wooden alley. It spins so much that it comes to a momentary stop halfway down. The crowds gasp. Roy does the splits and a hand jive. The ball rolls on to strike down all 10 pins. The crowds go wild. One by one, some friends congratulate him. Roy points up to his father in the crowd, who looks on with pride while everyone boogies the rest of the night away. Next morning, his father and friends see Roy off from the parking lot of PJ's Soft Serve Ice Cream Parlor.
All set, guys. You believe this? Me on the professional bowling tour?
It's your calling, son. One day, when people say the name Munson, they're gonna think winner. Just like DiMaggio is to baseball. Or Unitas is to football. That's what Munson will be to bowling.
That's right, Roy.
Yeah, Roy.
I hope so, Dad. I want to make you proud.
Hey, Roy, maybe you get this old piece of crap working. Or if you get in a pinch, maybe you get a couple of bucks for it.
An antique pocket watch.
Thanks, Dad.
They embrace warmly.
You go get him, son.
I will.
Roy drives off into the world in his golden convertible. He passes a sign that reads, "Ocelot, home of Roy Munson, state bowling champion." Roy, poised with the last bowling ball of a championship match, a seedy man with a perm narrates.
It all comes down to this roll. Roy Munson, a man-child. With a dream to topple bowling giant Ernie McCracken. If he strikes, he's the 1979 Odor Eaters champion. He's got 1 foot in the frying pan and 1 in the pressure cooker. Believe me, as a bowler, I know that right about now, your bladder feels like an overstuffed vacuum cleaner bag, and your butt is kind of like an about-to-explode bratwurst.
Hey,
Do you mind? I wasn't talking when you were bowling.
Was I talking out loud? Was I? Sorry.
Ernie swigs on a Coke bottle.
Good luck.
Roy bowls. The ball careers along the alley, curves to the center, and it's a strike. The crowds go wild. Loser Ernie bags his bowling ball in disgust and pushes grumpily past Roy's admiring fans, knocking them rudely aside. Roy poses next to a man dressed as a giant foot, holding a huge check for $1,500. Later, an Islamic mechanic examines Roy's car.
Big problem, my friend. Engine blown.
Engine blown?
Someone put sugar in your tank.
Sugar? That's impossible.
Here, sugar. Maybe the bad kids around here.
How much is it going to cost to fix?
$2,000.
$2,000? That's going to wipe me out.
Ernie in his car.
Sorry, did I wake you, Fatima? Ethel Supreme. Top it off, please.
The door smacks Roy in his privates.
Watch the door. Hey, Pinhead, juice the tires for me, will you? Today? Roy, expect to see you so soon.
Hi, Mr. McCracken.
Hey, call me Ernie or Big Ern, huh?
Young bowler like yourself, the tour can be very difficult, very expensive.
Tank, rain, tap.
Keep them coming, sweets. I got a long drive. Do me a favor, will you? Would you mind washing off that perfume before you come back to our table? A little bad luck. If you add here today, all of your dreams can go up in smoke. That's why even we veteran bowlers, we work our way from tournament to tournament. You need a supplemental income.
Supplemental income?
Supplemental.
Supplemental.
Yeah, it's extra. That's what it means. You interested?
Interested?
Interested. Would you be interested in some extra income?
No, extra income.
You want to make more money? Okay. Why don't you go eat that outside and then come on back in?
Ernie chats up a brunette on the next table.
Hi.
Hello.
Not you. Hi.
Ernie and Roy drive up to the Beaver Valley Bowl. Inside, Ernie leads the way up a seedy staircase. Roy hangs back, unsure.
Man, if people actually bowl here?
They live here, they die here. They get their mail here.
I don't know about this, Mr. McCracken. Something doesn't seem right.
Well, it takes guts to say no, kid. You got a lot of courage. I don't think I could call my mommy and daddy and tell them I didn't have what it takes to make it on the tour. All right, let's get going. Better call them before they go to sleep. Come on, hurry up.
All right.
Nice flip-flop. Way to go.
Across from the bowling lanes, Roy and Ernie sit drunkenly at a dodgy bar.
Oh, two more for me, my friend here.
Got in the nose.
Here, just take it out of that.
A wad of cash.
Say there, buddy. You gonna buy the beers or the whole place?
No, this is just my bonus. I had a good month.
A good month. This punk shattered my monthly record. I had the entire company record, 21%. He shattered it. Look at this bonus they give.
What do you fellas sell?
Dictionaries.
Yep.
Door to door.
Roy dumps the beer into a plant pot.
Hey, what do you say when we play a couple of games? Maybe $20 a game?
Oh, no. You're not going to bowl drunk again.
But I insist.
What do you want to risk? You have everything going for you. You're on a gravy train with biscuit wheels. You've just shattered my record. What do you want to go and lose it for? This is a Grand Torino looking at you here.
Don't do it, okay? Let's just have 6-7 drinks and go.
Hey, buddy boy. You looking for a little friendly action? I just might know somebody to accommodate you.
Speak of the devil and he appears. I'm going to play the jukebox.
The big match is on. The opponent scores a strike with all 10 pins down. It's Roy's turn. He aims carefully. The ball pulls into the center, hits the middle pin, but leaves 3 pins standing. one to the left and two to the right. The most difficult combination to convert with a second ball.
Oh, he was robbed and you know it.
Game, set, match, fellas.
Yeah, now I believe you owe us another $100.
Well, we're not getting much mercy here tonight.
Well, you guys gotta forgive me. You see, falling for money, it's my only vice.
Here's your drink.
Oh, thanks, sugar.
The priest pats the waitress's bottom.
Okay, two vices.
That's still very good. All right, let's go. Thank you for the education, gentlemen. We've just received a PhD in stupidity. Doctor, shall we?
Give us a chance to win our money back.
Crazy. Padre, how much are you into us for already?
$350.
$350. That's a Landau roof and power steering. Down the drain. Could be in your pocket right now. Let's go.
Double or nothing, I can pick up that spare. I think I can do it.
The 6-7-10. You'll pick up that spare the same day my hair starts falling out. Come on, let's get out of here.
I can do this.
For $700? No way. No. Uh-huh. Not for $700. What do you got here? $1,500 for $1,500. Guys, you want some of the action, as he calls it?
Come on, you chicken shits. I'm good for the money. Put up my share.
No, Mr. Big Shot. Mr. I wear my pants high and I pick up every spare, drunk or sober.
Come on, guys.
All right, take that bet. Find my friend, my so-called friend. Take your silly little ball and make your silly little spare. Or miss it!
Come on, boy. Bull! The name's not Boy. It's Roy.
He knocks down all three pins with one ball.
Roy Munson. How do you do that?
Ernie's car.
What did I tell you?
This feels weird. Are you sure this is legal?
I don't know. It's fun though, isn't it?
Roy sees an empty bag of sugar on the back seat.
What do you have sugar for, Mr. McCracken?
Didn't I tell you to call me Ernie or Big Ern? My morning coffee.
Baseball bat through the window.
Get out of the car, wise guy.
What do we do?
Sometimes a bowler just has to face the music.
Ernie tricks Roy into getting out of the car.
Let's go. And that bowler is you, Roy.
Ernie burns away at top speed, leaving Roy to face an angry mob.
You're a dead shit, kid.
I don't know what I'm doing here.
Let me see that hand. Yeah, I thought I recognized that name.
Father, please do something.
Oh, yeah, I'm a priest like you're a dictionary salesman, you piece of shit. Come on, get him inside.
Come on. No, don't do this.
No! No! What are you doing? I'll pay you back, I swear to God. I swear.
Get him up there.
No! 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 No!
The mob carries Roy screaming back into the alley. A sign above the ball return chute reads, "Keep hands away." They turn it on and force his bowling hand inside. Scranton, Pennsylvania, 17 years later. And outside a shabby house, a machine grinds the branches of a tree and spits them out as wood chips. In the street is Roy's same convertible, looking like a find from a scrap heap. Inside, an antiquated alarm clock buzzes Roy awake. He slams a hook on the end of his bowling arm into the alarm clock and eventually smashes it against the bedroom wall. He looks middle-aged, balding, and much the worse for wear. He reaches for a bottle of whiskey and swills it pleasurably around his mouth. Once dressed, he says hello to two old drunks sitting outside as he leaves by his front door. One smokes heavily while hooked up to an oxygen bottle.
Hey, Herb, how's life?
Taken forever.
Morning, Mike.
Roy, can you get sick drinking piss?
I think you can.
Even if it's your own?
As he climbs into his car, the landlady suddenly appears.
Hey, Captain.
Captain Hook! Wait up!
The scrawny landlady spits into her hand and stubs out her fag. Roy parks his car at the Lancaster Bowl and checks his image in the mirror. It gets tangled in his hook and breaks off. As he closes the car door, again the handle comes off on his hook. As he tries to put on his tartan jacket, the hook shreds the material. Finally, he attaches a rubber hand with his 1979 champion ring on one of his fingers. Inside, he talks to a man reading Asian Brides magazine.
Okay, I got you down for a 50-gallon drum of Lane oil and a case of bowler's tape.
Every week I tell you the same thing. We don't need nothing.
What about a gross of fluorescent condoms for the novelty machine in the men's room? I mean, those are fun even when you're alone.
Yeah.
You get it?
Yeah.
This is like the hula hoop of the 90s. People go
no,
nuts.
No, look, we don't even have a novelty machine in the men's room anymore.
You call this a bowling alley?
A familiar sound pulls him round, and he zooms towards a tall Amish man in traditional clothes and an Oliver Cromwell pudding bowl haircut. He pulls up his trousers, ready for the next ball.
You struck a hell of a ball. But I bet when you're off, you leave a lot of buckets.
Excuse me?
Buckets, 3, 5, 6, and 9. It's from coming in too light in the pocket and sending the head pin around the 3.
You could tell all that from just seeing me throw one strike?
I didn't see it. I heard it. Try moving a couple of boards to the left.
Roy takes him by the hips and, like a father, repositions him to the left. The Amish launches his ball. And it's a clean strike.
Would you look at that? Sweeter than you.
How come you know so much about bowling?
Well, maybe this will help explain it to you.
Oh, wow. That's really something. What's that made out of?
14-karat gold.
Really? Looks like rubber.
No, the ring, not the hand.
Oh, wow, state champion. You the state champion?
Was. Iowa, 79. Name's Roy Munson.
Ishmael Borg.
You know, you got as powerful a stroke as I've ever seen, Ishmael. You could lose a little off the backswing, but you're not bad. What's your average?
Oh, I don't know. 265, 270. Well, I gotta go. Bye.
Oh, hey, easy, does it? What's your hurry? We're just getting acquainted.
You're wasting your time, Munson. He's from way out in Brimfield.
So?
Brimfield's an Amish community.
He's Amish?
No fooling you.
As Ishmael cycles along the main road, Roy pulls up in his car.
Hey! Hey, wait up. I want to talk to you for a second.
About what?
You got something special. Your talent, and my knowledge, you could be a champion. I mean that. And I know talent because I manage bowlers.
Bowling manager? Why would a bowler need a manager?
Why would a bowler need a manager? What? Don't you need a coach? A friend? A brother? Someone who's going to stick by your side through thick and thin? Someone who will be a loyal friend and never, ever, ever turn on you, no matter what.
I'm sorry, sir, but I'm just not interested.
He cycles off down a track.
I hope you're rotting hell, you loser! You suck! You don't deserve a car!
Roy helps a mother and baby.
Come on, little fella.
Thanks.
Oh, absolutely precious.
Yeah.
He spills his coffee.
That'll come out. Treasure these special times.
Oh, look at you. Did you burn your little fingers?
Adorable.
Thanks.
Get away from me, you rat! Give me the pocketbook, lady.
No!
Give me it!
No!
Hey! Give me it!
Okay!
Give it back! What are you, sissy? You need a purse?
I'll slice your throat!
Roy throws coffee in his face.
You burn me, you bastard!
Go ahead, you chicken shit! Run home to mommy!
You pussy!
Here you go. You okay?
I'm fine. I am fine. That was a very brave thing that you did, Munson. You are a hero. A genuine hero.
I'm no hero. I don't even know what happened. 9 out of 10 times I'd be running the other direction. Oh, you know, about the rent.
No, don't you worry about that, Roy. You pay me the money whenever you get it because I know you are good for it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You thank you.
50. We said 25.
I think I deserve a little extra after getting third-degree burns on my pupils.
Hey, look, I didn't know you were going to use a knife. I'm just trying to buy a little extra time. I don't want to give her a coronary.
I had to make it look real, didn't I?
Besides, that coffee wasn't even hot. Now, that's hot.
Where's your newspaper? I got to take a dump.
I don't have a paper.
I got a crap. I need something to read.
Here. Use this shampoo.
New and improved. I read this already. You got any of that new Mentadent? I know how you like to drink, so I brought you some.
She sees Roy with her attacker.
Why, you no good son of a bitch!
You crazy bastard! Well, how the hell did you get out? Now get out!
That'll be 100 now, you prick!
And don't come back!
Munson!
Some people never learn.
You are history! I am calling the cops!
She pulls a flower from her hair.
Wait. Whoa, whoa. Hey, Calm down. You have every right to be angry, okay? Just take a deep breath.
No!
There's got to be some way I can work this off.
No.
Some way I can make it up to you.
No.
An idea mellows her down. She lies smoking naked beneath the bedclothes while Roy throws up in the toilet.
I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly.
Oh, stop it, you. It wasn't that bad.
Left its seeds while I was
sleeping. Oh, my little Roy toy. And the vision. What is it about good sex that makes me have to crap? Still remains. You really jarred something loose, Tiger. Oh, boy.
Legs like French blue cheese.
Got two bits of advice for you, Munson. Number one, why don't you forget about this bowling business and get yourself a real job? Number two, you still owe me another month's rent.
I know I got a bad reputation.
She waggles her tongue through two of her fingers and leaves. Roy rests his nauseated head against the bowl and picks a bowling magazine off the floor. The cover reads, The Reno Open, $1 million, winner takes all. Roy drives through cultivated Amish farmland. Amish farmers in a horse-drawn cart gather in the hay using traditional methods. A sign reads, Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Another sign announces a 25-mile-per-hour speed limit for horse buggies. Roy easily overtakes one. A poker-faced, Vermeer-like woman dressed in a bonnet peels potatoes in a centuries-old kitchen. She answers the door to a traditionally dressed stranger with an Abe Lincoln beard.
Oh, top of the morning to you. I'm Hezekiah Munson. I'm passing through on my way to Ohio. Any shingling or butter churning need doing?
She smiles. Later, Roy sits munching at the dinner table. A little boy reaches for food.
Lucas, you know better than that. We're waiting on your brother to come in from the fields.
Roy spits out the food onto his hand. Under the table, a dog tugs at his rubber fingers.
How many children do you have, Brother Hezekiah?
None that I know of. What I mean to say is I'm unable to have children. Nasty, cheese-grating accident as a young man.
Ishmael returns home from the fields.
Why are you late this time, Ishmael?
Sorry, Pa. I was on the cornfield and
stalks were broken and it was half, but I could fix it. Hi, Grandma.
He kisses a heavily bearded woman, then pulls the hairs from his mouth.
Ishmael, please meet our friend from Ohio, Brother Hezekiah.
Hello, Ishmael.
Later, Ishmael talks to Hezekiah, a.k.a. Roy, out on the porch. Roy reclines in a swing chair.
Why did you come here? We didn't get a chance to finish talking. You're only going to make trouble for me. Shh. Have a seat.
Ishmael sits.
Look, my grandfather took me bowling when I was a kid. It was our secret. If anyone around here found out that I went down to that bowling alley, I don't know what would happen.
Ishmael, there's a tournament in Reno, Nevada in a few weeks. The best bowlers in the country are going to be there. With my help, I think you can beat them. You hear me? First prize is $1 million. We split everything right down the middle.
No, sir. I think it's best that you go. By tomorrow, they'll surely find out that you're a fraud. We Amish, we demand more of ourselves. You people work 8-hour days, we work 12. We do whatever you people do plus a half. That's how we survive.
Believe me, keeping up is not going to be a problem.
Early next morning, the family crowds into two buggies ready to leave.
Pa! His bed's made, but he isn't in there. He must have left.
Yes, Brother Hezekiah was afraid of getting his fingers dirty.
Morning! Yeah, I hope you don't mind. I got up a little early, so I took the liberty of milking your cow for you. Yeah, it took a little while to get her warmed up. She sure is a stubborn one. Whew.
We don't have a cow. We have a bull.
Roy drinks again from the bucket, then realizes.
I'll brush my teeth.
The buggies arrive at a building plot, and as the children play in the long sheaves of corn, their parents join as a community and together work to build a wooden barn using traditional two-man saws and hand drills. One wall suspends upright, held in place by numerous ropes. Ishmael and his family strap on their tools.
Ishmael, you take Lucas down to the other children. Keep an eye on them for us, please.
Brother Hezekiah, you come with us.
The children? But I wanted to help at the barn.
You can help after lunch. Go ahead.
Grab your tools. Follow me.
Roy tries to lift a toolbox and collapses under its weight. As he hammers a nail into a beam, a pretty girl walks past and he gets distracted. As she passes, he waves. A piece of wood is nailed to his rubber hand. The others shake their heads in dismay. Meanwhile, Ishmael is playing with the children, or rather they've taken away his hat. A young woman returns it to him and hands him some lemonade. Like a puppy, he admires her as she leaves. A child thumps him in the stomach. Roy helps raise another timber wall to complete the barn's skeleton frame. But at the sound of the dinner bell, he immediately rushes away to eat. As he abandons the others, the ropes give way and the whole structure collapses to the ground. Bruised Amish confront Roy as he stuffs his face with food.
I don't know how a barn racing's done in Ohio, but here in Pennsylvania, no one runs for the dinner bell in the middle of lifting a 2,000-pound wall.
Okay, all right, I mean... Brother Thomas, you know what it says in the Bible about not forgiving people.
Why don't you tell us all what it says, Brother Hezekiah?
It's against it.
Thomas leaves in disgust. Roy and Ishmael in the stable.
Yeah, sure, Thomas can raise a barn, but can he pick up a 7-10 split?
God bless my brother to be a good carpenter. It's okay.
Yeah, well, he blessed you too, and I'll give you a clue what it is. It's round, it has three holes, and you stick your fingers into it.
You leave Rebecca out of this, mister.
I'm talking about bowling, your future.
Just drop it, Mr. Munson. Right now, the only future I have is Reshu and Buttercup.
Oh, holy cow.
Yeah, this is Buttercup, the biggest, strongest horse in the county.
Ishmael, like a word with you.
Oh, okay, Pa.
Roy is left alone in a stable.
Brother Hezekiah, take the horse's shoes off. Ishmael will be right back. Don't be angry with your brother, Thomas. He's been under a lot of pressure dealing with those bankers.
Is everything okay, Pa?
Oh, son, the community's in trouble. They're threatened to foreclose on the land.
Is there anything I can do?
Not unless you can figure out a way to come up with $500,000. Well, there's a storm on the horizon. I guess the angels are bowling. Maybe they're gonna bring us a messenger.
Ooh. Oh. Hi. Took some doing, but I finally got them off. Where do you keep the new shoes?
He holds four sawn-off hooves.
What, I got a bug hanging? Yeah?
Walking with Rebecca.
Tell my parents that God spoke to me to go on a mission with Brother Munson. If the good Lord sees fit, I'll be back with enough money to save the land.
Ishmael, promise me that you'll be careful when you're out among the English. Do not allow yourself to be corrupted.
Don't worry, Miss Rebecca. Your goodness gives me strength. Nothing can make me stray.
She flutters as he pecks her coyly on the cheek. He loads his case into the back, then jumps into Roy's convertible, ready for the off.
Buckle up, my friend. You're about to embark on a great adventure.
Driving along autumn-colored leafy lanes.
Smoke?
No, thanks.
You really should try to quit, Mr. Munson. They say it's bad for your heart, your lungs. Quickens the aging process.
Is that right? Who's done more research on the subject than the good people at the American tobacco industry? They say it's harmless. Why would they lie? If you're dead, you can't smoke.
Ishmael sits smoking in a bowling alley while changing his shoes.
You get warmed up, I'll grab us a cup of coffee.
I don't drink coffee.
Why not?
Because it's a stimulant.
What the hell do you think cigarettes are?
They are.
All right, make it extra large, two sugars, lots of cream. Lots of cream.
As they leave the bowling alley, Roy hangs his head and stops. Ishmael walks back to see what happened. Roy stands motionless and thoughtful.
Mr. Munson, you all right?
Ish, what happened in there?
Well, I don't know. I thought I played pretty good. You know, he just a little better than me, that's all.
Pretty good, huh? 186.
You lost to a club player! What? That's not supposed to happen. You're carrying a 270 average.
What do you expect? I mean, you guys with your 10 frames.
What do you mean, you guys with your 10 frames?
Well, my grandpa always taught me to bowl 15 frames. It's like I told you before. We Amish, we do everything half again as hard as you do. 10 frames? That's for Quakers.
Driving in Roy's car.
I ain't going home.
Look, there's no way you'd stand a chance against those guys.
But you said I was the best prospect you'd ever seen. You said you could make me a champion.
Yeah, I've been liquored up for 17 years. My judgment's not what it once was.
Pull a car over. I want to get out of here.
I'll drive you home.
I don't want to go home. I want to go to Reno. Now pull the car over. Let me out of here.
Ishmael takes his suitcase out of the car.
You know, this is silly. You've only been gone a couple of days. They'll forgive you.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right, Mr. Munson. They'll probably forgive me.
They expect me to come home with my tail between my legs, but I won't do it. I'd sooner get Munson out here in the middle of nowhere than lose face in front of my friends and family again.
Whoa, whoa. What'd you just say?
I said I don't want to lose face in front of my friends and family.
No, before that.
I said I'd sooner get Munson out here in the middle of nowhere.
Munson? What the hell is that?
You know, Munson. To be up a creek without a paddle, to have the whole world in the palm of your hand and then blow it. You know, it's a figure of speech.
Munson?
Ha 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 ha!
He imagines his landlady sitting in the back seat, waggling her tongue through her two fingers. In a panic, he turns the rearview mirror away and reverses back to a walking Ishmael.
Congratulations, my friend. You passed the test. True champion doesn't quit, and neither did you.
You mean you're just testing me?
Little Roy 101.
You're just testing me.
Duh.
Oh, Mr. Munson. Oh, whoa.
Come on, hop in.
I gotta watch you.
He leaps back in.
So I did good, huh?
You did great. But school's just beginning.
In a bowling alley, Ishmael strikes the pins wearing a blindfold. Zen and the art of bowling.
Tell your bowler's two worst enemies are his eyes and his ears. You shut these, you close those, and you just feel it.
As Roy sits pontificating on the ball return chute, a bowling ball smacks him in the crotch. Ishmael bowls a ball that runs straight into the side gutter. Roy gives his advice and demonstrates the perfect delivery without the ball. Roy pens and explains a strategic diagram on the mirror. Ishmael bowls blindfold and leaves three pins standing. Roy shows a cine film and analyzes his performance, pointing with a long stick. Ishmael dozes off, so Roy sticks his hook up his nose and drags him off his seat. Finally, three perfect strikes in a row. Roy pats his protege on the back. They give a high hand clap and Roy's hand flies off, landing on the breast of a snogging woman. Lost in the act, Roy removes his rubber hand and replaces it, unnoticed, with her lover's. In the men's room, as Roy perfects his comb-over hairstyle, Ishmael sits reading the classified ads.
Hey, coach, listen to this. English bulldog, one testicle, $500. Wow, for that kind of money, you think you'd get two testicles, don't you think?
How the hell should I know, Ishmael? Yeah, I'm tired of all your questions. I'm not here to teach you everything about everything in the world. I'm here to teach you about bowling, and that's it.
Okay, keep your shirt on. I mean, I can figure some things out for myself.
He sits in a urinal, waiting for nature to call. Back on the road.
Wait a minute, hold it. I'm gonna bet?
Yeah, well, if we're gonna make enough dough to get to Reno, we're gonna bet, yeah. Yes, you can't have it both ways. If you want to earn $500,000 and save that small town of yours, you're going to have to bend the rules a little.
No way. There's no way I can bet. It's against my religion. I was raised to not be a gambler, and there's no way I'm going to bet.
No.
No way.
Listen, you stupid banana head. You don't have to bet. I'll bet for you.
Oh, that's cool. I mean, what's the worst that could happen, huh?
Roy throws up his hooked arm. The bar at McKnight's Lanes.
So, you two are dictionary salesmen.
You would be punctilious in assuming that.
Yeah, your buddy tells me you're the best salesman in the whole company. You must be a pretty smooth talker.
Yeah. Hey, you don't have to read them and sell them, you know. So, Steve, what do you say we bowl a couple games?
Ishmael doesn't respond.
Steve? Yo, Steve-a-Reno.
Oh, right. Okay, you want to bowl for some big money, hey? But I'll lose my entire bonus check because I'm so bombed.
You get that way when you drink ginger ale?
Oh, no, he was sniffing glue in the parking lot.
God, I haven't heard this one in a while. How does the rest of this hustle work?
Nice going, De Niro.
It's Steve. What, you want to bowl the whole thing?
Look, you guys want a straight-up money game. You show up at this address tonight, at midnight, and bring some money.
A sumptuous mansion.
Wow, look at that.
Roy counts a roll of Monopoly money.
Are you all right, sir?
Yeah, I'm fine. Just make sure you win.
We can't lose. It's the centurion's faith that wins him divine favor.
Gotcha! Okay, park the ship box and come with me. Come on.
He seems like a real cut-up, huh?
You know, Stanley, I don't necessarily feel like we need to play for money, you know? Why don't we just play for fun?
Cut the bullshit, Munson. I know you're a hustler. Now, can your kid play or not?
He can play.
Fine. Then it's $1,000 a game. Claudia, why don't you show us the way to the bowling alley?
Claudia catwalks away.
Isn't she the most incredible woman you've ever seen?
She's hot.
And those babies are real.
Twice. Ishmael sniggers like a schoolboy.
What's so funny?
I didn't want to be the one to tell him, but with those narrow hips, that girl couldn't have more than 6 or 7 children.
Looking like a new romantic throwback in his heavy eye makeup and black polo neck, Stanley bowls to leave one pin standing after his second attempt.
An open frame in the 10th. I was wrong, goddammit!
He's got a 228. You need 3 strikes-ish. Okay, stay focused. Snap it. Pull that string.
Ishmael steps up.
Hey, Munson. Now it's getting interesting, huh? Bottom of the ninth. 2-minute warning. Last frame.
Ishmael lets the ball go. And it's a strike.
Now, there's no question Farmer Boy's a fine bowler, but competing under pressure.
Ball number 2. Another strike.
I need something to cool down.
Claudia slinks over to the beer fridge, trawling each male gaze with her as she walks. She leans into the cool air, pops the top off a cold beer, and turns around provocatively, revealing 2 very pert nipples through her tight designer dress.
I'm sorry. Where are my manners? Does anyone else want one?
Yeah, I'll take a couple jugs. Mugs. To bottle. One bottle.
Oh, don't trouble yourself, ma'am. I'll get that.
Ishmael strides over to the fridge.
What kind do you want, Mr. Munson?
Whatever.
The fridge has the same effect on Ishmael, but not on the onlookers.
Here you go, sir. Come on, buddy, bowl.
I'm kind of nippy.
Ishmael picks up the ball, while Roy discovers religion and starts praying. He bowls. It's a strike.
Yes!
On seeing Stanley's reaction, Roy rapidly tempers his glee and gives Ishmael a cool managerial nod.
What can I say? Good game, my hat's off to you.
The great Stanley got beaten by the farm boy on his own track.
Could I have a word with you in the other room? Dear?
Claudia calmly finishes her beer, then walks with trepidation into the next room. The door slams behind her.
Ever pull that shit with me?
I didn't mean I wasn't doing anything.
What's wrong with you? Anyway, I owe you guys a little bit of money. Let's play another game.
Oh, no, not tonight. We got a lot of stuff to do tomorrow, and it's school night, so...
What the hell is that?
What?
This? $100 bill wrapped in Monopoly money? Well, you look like you want to hit me.
We don't raise our hands in anger against others.
Ooh. Well, we do! Unbelievable! You disgraced my home, Dishonor the game by betting with money you don't even have? What a piece of garbage! I want you to take them out back, and I want you to make his left hand look just like his right hand!
Lights out.
Oh, what Mr. Henson! Hey, get him! I got him! Go with them! Get out of the light!
I got the punk! Get the
Come on,
to
the door!
You bald bastard, I'll gouge your eyes out, you son of a... Ah, shit!
As Claudia, Roy, and Ishmael escape, Claudia punctures Stanley's tire with a knife.
Give me the keys.
Why?
Give me the goddamn keys.
Hey, nobody drives my...
As they motor away, Stanley and his henchmen rush out, but his sports car isn't going anywhere.
Ah, shit! Look at this.
Claudia drives like a bat out of hell. The car leaps into the air and lands in a furnace of sparks. She dodges in and out, narrowly missing the oncoming traffic.
Hey, hey, slow down, all right? You're gonna get yourself killed.
Shit! Shit, shit! I don't know why I did this. I don't know where I'm going. I don't have a clue what I'm gonna do when I get there. Why couldn't this have worked out? He hit me, the bastard, and hitting I don't take.
Look, just calm down, all right? Take it easy. Calm. It's like the kid back there. Look out.
Petrified.
Ish. Ish. Pull it over. Pull it over.
Back among the Amish.
Ishmael always was a strange boy, but he means well and we love him. Please bring him back home.
I will, Father. I promise you I will not return without him.
Thomas passes Buttercup, a horse much shorter than it used to be, climbs into a horse and buggy and makes off at top speed, 25 miles per hour, for the outside world. Meanwhile, in a diner somewhere on the way to Reno...
Not go home. I can't expect you all to see this my way, but you might not remember the trees that I'd known, and I want them...
Roy knocks over his glass with his hook, spilling milk all over the table.
I remember it cost me one in chocolate.
Damn this hand!
What do you get something like that?
Prosthetics are us, aisle 6, right next to the glass eyeballs.
Must be tough when you're spanking your monkey.
You have a monkey?
Hey, handsome. How about a dance?
Oh, well, thank you, young lovely, but to tell you the truth, I'm a little bit worn out.
I wasn't asking you.
She said handsome, not handless.
So how about it?
Dance? I don't know how to dance.
Well, it's about time you learned.
As the up-for-it young woman drags him to his feet, Roy deftly pulls the napkin from Ishmael's shirt collar, and the fledgling couple position themselves on the dance floor.
Well, when there's things to do, and not because you gotta. When you run for love, not because you oughta. When you trust
Listen, we appreciate your help with your boyfriend and everything, but...
You look, I did it for the kid. Cheap hustler like you, I ain't gonna care if they put a bullet in your head.
Oh, you care about the kid, huh? Well, I got a newsflash for you, Mother Teresa. Just because you spend most of your time in a missionary position doesn't make you a missionary.
This is gonna work out fine.
What?
Well, it's better that we don't like each other since we're gonna be business partners. You know, checks and balances.
Business partners?
Yeah.
That's precious.
Look, I saw your phony role. You don't have enough money to get to Reno.
Why don't you just, eat your chili fries and drink your shake and go blow lunch or do whatever it is you do to keep that ass of yours in business.
Look, Mr. Munster, you're not exactly the smartest guy I ever ran across.
Oh, yeah? And who are you, Alfred Einstein?
Stiffly shuffling.
So this is rock and roll. I like it.
Oh, God. It's my boyfriend's, Skidmark.
Oh, I'd like to meet him.
I don't think you want to meet him.
Hi, Mr. Skidmark.
Look, your act is about as fresh as a Foghat concert. It really bites, Roy. What do
I mean? You don't have to worry about us. I know a little something about this racket. I learned it the hard way.
Yeah, well, I've got stake money. $500. And I'll tell you something else. Ishmael likes me.
I promise you, you're not his type.
Oh, I'm his type. I'm every guy's type.
You trying to pick up my woman?
Hey, you crazy or something? Hey!
Uh-oh.
Come here!
Get it,
just teaching me to dance. I didn't know how to dance. Do you
want
to dance?
What are you trying to say? You want me to dance?
Well, no, not if you don't want to. I mean, I just wasn't...
I can't believe you're in here trying to move in on my squirrel. I ought to stoot slap your ass right now.
We're going to drill you another asshole shithead.
You want to kiss somebody? Goldilocks, kiss these.
Roy sides with the mob and right hooks Ishmael across the nose.
Take that, you freaky piece of shit! You don't mow another guy's lawn!
All right.
On the road.
That was really heroic, Munson.
Hey, I did Ish a favor. I mean, if I hadn't knocked him out, those animals would have torn him apart. So thanks I get.
You didn't have to have beers with him afterwards.
Well, I didn't want them to think that we were in cahoots.
Oh, I think you cleared that up when you rubbed Tabasco in his eyes.
Could you move that seat up and stretch my feet out? Thanks, Miss Claudia.
Here, I had them wrap up your food, because this will probably be your last meal. Seeing as you don't have any more money.
You're the greatest, Miss Claudia.
Claudia hands Roy a burger. It prompts him to speak.
Ishmael, I just had a thought. Seeing as how Claudia has been so kind to us, I thought maybe she could join us until she gets back on her feet.
Huh? Yeah? Oh, Mr. Munson, if I could see you, I'd kiss you. Isn't he the best? You're the best, Mr.
Back to the bowling alley. As Ishmael scores strike after strike, Claudia puts off the opposition by nymphing around in her skimpy red satin bikini and miniskirt, showing lots of leg, lots of cleavage, lots. The other men miss their target by a mile. As if raising her leg high to tie her shoe weren't enough, Claudia decides to straddle a ventilator fan which blows up her miniskirt like Marilyn Monroe. One man has such a rush that he throws the ball two lanes to the right. Roy collects in the money. Back on the road, Claudia scoops sun cream from her cleavage and smooths it onto Ishmael's adoring cheek. Roy gets a squirt in the eye. In the next alley, a tight-fitting red rubber dress does it again. Roy collects fistfuls of dollars from a crowd of disenchanted bikers. Meanwhile, Thomas pays a bridge toll for his horse and buggy. The next alley is pretty hokey, and despite Claudia dressing up like an Ozaerobic Heidi, the old codgers in their denim dungarees keep scoring strikes and politely doff their baseball caps at their enthusiastic cheerleader. Claudia checks her cleavage. Ishmael whispers an idea to Roy, and sure enough, the next hokey farmer is sorely distracted by something. A sheep. Claudia feels she's lost her touch, but Roy comforts her and the money just keeps on rolling. Ishmael celebrates with a gaudy change of clothes and a visit to the local lap dance club. Finally, a disabled old woman bowls from her electric chair. She loses, and as the car vavavooms into the sunset, it's strapped tightly onto the back. Nighttime at the Jolly Jumper Motel.
What you doing there, Mr. Munson?
Flossin?
Where'd I get Munson from?
The name's Munson. What I'm doing is flossin. This is called floss. It cleans your teeth. You ought to try it sometime. You'd be amazed what you find.
I guess I don't know much about life outside of Brimfield. I was never in a car before. I never stayed in a fancy hotel before. Never saw a man pick his nose with a hook before. When I stop and think about it all, it can get pretty scary.
Roy wakes Ishmael in the very early morning.
It's Munson.
It's an emergency. We gotta get the hell out of here.
But what are we gonna...
I don't know. We have hands on bunch. Just get moving.
I'll grab Miss Claudia.
No, don't get Claudia. I'll explain it all later. Just be quiet.
Okay.
I think I tore my sack.
Are you okay, Mr. Munson?
Shh. What the
did I just say?
I think I tore my sack.
Oh, be quiet. Okay.
Outside in the car park.
The army evacuated everybody.
Evacuated?
A big military train derailed, and this whole area is in danger of being contaminated by a huge cloud of
shit.
A huge cloud of shit? Wow. God, I think I smell it. Come on, let's go. Come on, Mr. Munson. Miss Claudia.
Roy, could we go have a little chat?
Surely. Great.
To a couple just arriving.
Hey, everybody, there's a shit cloud coming. Run for your lives.
$60 a night motel room and you're sleeping in the car? That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, don't I feel like a fool?
I know what you're thinking, all right? So just let me explain here.
Kicks him hard in the crotch.
Mommy! You must have a really wide foot and you got both.
I can't believe you were going to ditch out and go to Reno without me. I thought we were partners.
Hey, spare me the indignant routine, all right? You've been rubbing your tits in that kid's face from the moment we hooked up so that you could steal him from me.
What?
Don't give me that wet crap. Half the dresses you got, you need two hairdos to wear. Admit it. You've been planning on taking him from me and leaving me flat. I just beat you to the punch.
How dare you accuse me of anything? Ish worships you, and all you've done is feed him a lot of bullshit so you can line your own pockets. Come on. Right now. You and me, bud.
What? Hey, look, listen, lady. I've done a lot of creepy things in my life, but I'm not gonna lower myself into having a fist fight with a girl. Stop that!
Claudia punches him square in the face and he goes wild. Roy tackles her around the waist and barges her backwards against a car. He misses with his right hook and she clobbers him in the stomach. He manages to pick her up and fling her onto the back of a car bonnet. She kicks him in the head and in the crotch again. Roy pummels her breasts like rubberized punch bags. She headbutts him to the floor and finishes him off with a kick to the stomach. Roy grabs her leg, and as he mauls it with his teeth, he glances back over to his empty car.
Ishmael! Where is he? Ishmael!
Wait.
He finds a note on the windscreen.
I thought you were my friends. Goodbye, Ishmael.
As Ishmael trudges along the highway with his suitcase, a gang of Native Americans hurl a bag of trash from a passing pickup truck that bursts open at his feet. He stops, and a tear runs down his cheek. Roy and Claudia on the open road.
I hope Ishmael has enough street smarts to get to Reno by himself. Poor guy. He's like a baby out there. He doesn't get Munson down the middle of nowhere.
He lowers his whiskey bottle. A sign reads Ocelot 1 mile.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I didn't realize it, but we're near where I grew up.
What time are the tours to your boyhood home?
Claudia gives him a wry smile. As they arrive at the town limits, Roy parks by the side of the road and reaches for the whiskey bottle.
Yeah. You know, it's been 17 years since I showed my face around here. How do I look?
She warmly smooths his bedraggled hair.
You look good, Roy. Real sharp.
You ought to see your
Roy chokes on irony for a moment, then they head off into town. Roy turns in shock to see the dilapidated shell of PJ's soft serve ice cream parlor, overgrown and abandoned. In his mind's eye, he sees it in its heyday, bustling with cars full of eager families. He sees his 10-year-old self sitting on a push bike, licking ice cream, staring back as if an alien had just passed by. At the long-neglected Munson Services garage, Roy sits on an old tractor tire staring down at the remains of his childhood, buried among the leaves in the shape of the tenpin alley his father had built him all those years ago.
You okay?
Just
just not what I expected.
What's taking you so long to come back, Roy?
I guess I was ashamed. Everybody expected so much from me. Everyone believed in me. At least my dad did. He gave me this when I left.
An antique pocket watch.
I never could get the damn thing running. Yeah. It's funny. It's like time stopped for me when I left this town.
Roy gets up, and as he reminisces, he stumbles over a skittle half buried in the earth. He knocks off the dirt.
Yeah, he taught me a lot out here. Got word he died about 10 years ago. I didn't even have the nerve to come back for the funeral.
He tosses the skittle away.
Well, your old man would be proud. I mean, here you are, passing all that bowling knowledge on to Ishmael.
He stares at the watch.
No, he wouldn't be proud.
And throws it away.
Let's go find that kid.
Back on the road.
What do you think about new beginnings?
What is that, the feminine hygiene spray?
You and me, starting over.
Ah. Yeah. I like that.
At the next town, they chat to a petrol attendant.
Long chair.
Weird guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Down that way.
Uncle Willie's snake farm.
Yeah, he was here. I offered him a job, a good job. You think that guy took it?
A cobra bites him on the forehead.
He didn't take it. The wimp is afraid of snakes. That you're going in my
sleep. He bites the snake as they leave.
Thank you.
Later that evening, Roy and Claudia head over to the Stiffy nightclub. Glossy girls pole dance and cavort on the bar in bikinis. Roy moseys through an all-male crowd and leans on the bar opposite a cigar-puffing barman.
Hey, you seen a big Amish guy come through here, 40-ish, stocky, sort of friendly?
Kind of stupid.
Well, naive.
Feast your eyes.
In the corner of the room, a vampish drag act hulas up and down a catwalk in a Diamante tiara and flowery bikini to the delight of the crowds. It's Ishmael. He rakes in the money as he goes, undulates on a pole and licks at it suggestively with his tongue. Next, Chloe and Roy drive off with Ishmael in the back of a car and the seedy club owners in hot pursuit.
Nobody quits in the middle of a ship!
I'm a bitcher!
Ishmael pouts like a grumpy tree fairy.
Ish, I don't understand how you can still be mad at us. We just saved your butt.
I heard what you were saying about me. About each other. I thought we were partners. But I guess I was wrong.
Ish, it's tough out there, all right? I mean, the world can kick your ass. I only have a vague recollection of when it wasn't kicking mine. I guess that's why Claudia and I were fighting. We both had a rotten run of it for a while, and I don't know, you get hurt over and over again, you stop trusting people so you don't get hurt again.
Look, Ish, if you really want to call an end to this, we'll drop you off wherever you want. But if you want to go on, from here on out, we're all going to work together as a team. And no more bullshitting. Promise.
Yes, you remember what it says in the Bible about not forgiving, right?
I know exactly what it says. It's against it. Right?
Roy puts out his hand. They each give five and shake on it. Next day, out on the road, Ishmael is asleep in the back of the car, dressed in his regular Amish clothes. Roy plays a trick on him by squirting shaving foam on his hand, then tickling his nose with his hook, causing him to spread foam all over his own face. That night, before the bathroom mirror, as Roy flosses, vile lumps of gunk appear from somewhere and splat onto the mirror. He looks aside to see Ishmael flossing for the first time ever, with what looks like a fishing line strewn with bait. Next day, back on the road, Ishmael tries to get Roy back, and as he sleeps, squirts foam onto his hook and tickles his nose. Later, an angry-looking Roy looks accusingly over his nose plaster at Claudia and Ish. Sometime after, Roy is laughing and joking again with his hook, pretending it's a duck, while Claudia and Ish boogie in the back to the music. Next, Claudia opens a bottle of champagne and offers some to Ish. Ish declines, then inhales something intoxicating from an enormous hookah that makes him smile like a Cheshire cat. The friends cheer as they reach Reno with its phantasmagoria of flashing neon lights.
Jefferson's on ice! Look at that! I love Sherman Helmsley!
The morning after, and Ish is lying in a hotel bed wearing a hat with two bottles attached and a tube that siphons whiskey and coke into his mouth. Ish struggles to extract it from his lip, then throws the hat away. As he stretches, Ish suddenly notices something on his chest, something that wasn't there before.
What's this?
What
is this?
It's a tattoo. Relax.
Tattoo? How could you let me do this, Roy? How could you?
I don't know. I don't remember a thing. The whole night's a blur to me, all right?
I've committed a sin. I've desecrated my body. Can't go home now. No, can't go home.
It'll come right off. It'll just burn it off in a jiffy.
Ish takes a closer look in the mirror at the tiny tattooed clover.
Yeah, this isn't so bad. What's the matter?
Busty cowgirl on the back.
Nothing.
Roy, Claudia, and Ish go downstairs past some crap tables where a seedy bearded man brags over his winnings.
You are going to give me $100,000 on the line and a $50,000 yo, okay? Hey, top heavy, bring me a Tipperillo and a sake and seltzer, see if we play. Okay, here we go.
Hey, come on, come on, do it to me.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh, overshot. All right. No, it is. It's okay because I am going to bet $800,000 on the line. Okay. Here we go, huh? Hey, dollface, how about bringing me a little lady luck, huh?
Come sure on. Thing.
Well, no, not you. No, oh.
Ish throws the dice instead of Claudia and wins. The bearded man admires Ish. At the hotel breakfast table.
Two number 64s and a 41.
Ah. You know, their 64 is supposed to be the best in the city.
Yeah? That 41 doesn't look bad.
You can go to the potato bar whenever you're ready.
So which opponent poses the biggest threat to you in the tournament?
If I get drunk and fall down and hurt myself, I might lose. Sure, babe. What's your name?
Darlene.
I'm in 1103.
Excuse me, what's the story behind this pending paternity suit against you?
Oh, that's not a case at all. The woman's a stone-faced liar. Let's not even talk about that. I pulled out her really early on that one. Sorry. Thanks for coming. Hey! The Munson!
Big Earn. Long time.
I'll say. Probably a year for every topping on the table. I heard a horrible rumor. Oh, creepy. I'm sorry. You know, for the first couple of years, I felt responsible. How you been otherwise?
You know, in the last 17 years, a day hadn't gone by that I haven't thought about what I'd say to you if I ever ran into you again.
I bet. Hello. Oh, my God. Claudia?
You two know each other?
It's a small world when you've got unbelievable tits, right? Baby, we had some good times in Chicago. I remember. I know you haven't forgotten.
Him and you?
Why don't you quit slumming?
The two of you together?
Come back to me. Let's try to make it work. Let's try. Really try. How about it?
I'd rather mop the floors at a peep show.
Oh, girl, you still got your great stuff.
Why don't you get the hell out of here? You ruined my life.
Are you still holding on to all the anger? I said I was sorry. I meant it. Hey, I remember that night, too, and I don't remember anybody twisting your arm. Oh, God, just a twist of your arm to Munson. I can't wait to tell people.
Hey. Don't do it, Mr. Munson. He's just trying to lower you to his level.
Let me give you some advice. Stay away from this guy, huh? Give him a wide berth. He's what is called a born loser. A real Munson.
Missing Ernie, Ish punches the wall.
You just shut up, mister. I don't know who the heck you think you are, but if you don't wiggle those child-bearing hips out that door in 5 seconds, you're going to find your nose sniffing my big Amish ass.
Claudia, I'm in 1103.
Ernie McCracken runs away as fast as he can.
Oh. Thanks, Ish. You okay? Ish?
He limps painfully away.
Listen, I'm going to go after him and talk to him.
Back in her room, Claudia sets down a bag full of money and contemplates her past with Ernie, unaware that Stanley is standing in the shadows behind her.
Boo.
Stan.
He prowls towards her with slow, predatory menace.
You shouldn't have quit me, baby.
Yeah? Well, you shouldn't have hit me.
You think that hurt? You wait and see what I do to your two friends.
Look, we both made mistakes. I've got 42 grand right there. We can just take off right now. I mean, those guys are bugging me anyway. Come on.
I want to see those guys one more time.
They're not worth it. They're a couple of losers. Come on, we can just take off right now.
She kisses him.
I missed you.
Roy knocks on their bathroom door.
Ish, you okay? You're not taking a crap in the sink, are you?
Ish finally emerges, nursing his swollen bowling hand.
It's over, Mr. Munson. It's broken.
I think it's just sprained. Okay, it's broke. It's broke.
Chambermaids clean Claudia's empty hotel room.
Excuse me. Where's the lady who's staying here?
She checked out already. She left with a couple of guys.
Couple of guys? No, I mean you saw her with us, right?
No, these guys were good looking.
You got the bag, right?
Bag?
The bag. The bag. You tell me you got the bag.
Oh, yeah.
You got the bag.
Yeah, okay, relax. The bag, yeah, the bag's fine. I gave it to Miss Claudia to hold.
Roy and Ish drown their sorrows at the bar. To a corporate barfly sat next to him.
Who are you calling a psycho?
I didn't say anything to you.
The man pays and leaves in disgust.
Are you okay, Mr. Munson?
The bearded man smarms up and puts his arm around them.
Hi. How are you? Remember me?
Yeah, from the crap table.
That's right. From the crap table. And you're the big guy with the lucky dice, aren't you? Oh, jeez. Boy, the two of you kind of look a little down on your luck. Huh?
Yeah, if you only knew.
Jeez, that's tough.
Wheezy.
Woo!
Look at George and Wheezy go.
What did that fat ass clown do with my lottery ticket?
Well, look, I've got a little proposition for you.
I'm all ears.
I will pay you $1 million to sleep with your friend here. $1 million, one night, cash. Just throw that out. You two mull it over and get back to me.
What's there to mull over? I mean, are you going to set that creep straight, or should I?
I'll handle it.
Roy tosses banknotes into the air while Ish groans face down on the bed, cradling a whiskey bottle. But it's all a drunken daydream.
Sir, are you all right, Mr. Munson?
wish I'd have never trusted her. What was I thinking? 42 grand down the drain.
She'll be back.
You're never gonna see her again, all right?
Well, I happen to think you're wrong, Mr. Munson. Anyway, it doesn't matter. The money we came here to win is right here in Reno. At a legitimate sporting contest where the best player wins because he's the best player, and we have the best player.
Okay, I'm listening.
We are going to do what we set out to do. We're gonna win that tournament.
Yes! I knew it. I knew you were a champion the minute I saw you bowl, Ish.
I'm not gonna bowl. You are.
You are such a loser. You're a bona fide schmuck. Look at me!
Mr. Munson, I know you can win that tournament. You're a champion, and that never goes away. I'm sure that if you made it through the first few rounds, you'd find your touch again.
I'm Ernie McCracken. When I found out little Billy here was growing up without a daddy, I had to do something.
When Big Ern saw our picture in the paper, he called the Unified Fund and got involved.
I had to. I couldn't help myself. But little Billy's not the only one. There's also a little Jason here. Once again this year, I'll be sponsoring a fatherless family in every city I bowl in.
Sometimes when I wake up in the morning, Mr. McCracken's already there.
Jonathan, run a fly pattern all the way to the goal line. Tennessee! Kentucky! Down the beach! Deeper, Jonathan.
It's a tough world. These kids nearly got Munson, but they're back now. Through the Unified Fund, I found out that if you give a little, you can get back a whole lot more.
Roy stares up at the TV in disbelief. Later at the National Bowling Stadium, Roy steps out of the changing room like it's 1979 all over again. He snatches a pizza from a man who angrily claims it back.
Hey, give me that. What are you doing?
You know, it's a young crowd. I don't recognize a single soul. Ishmael, welcome to my church.
Wow. It's kind of intimidating to be in the presence of so many great athletes.
Obese players snack on junk food.
Hi, what's your name?
Munson, Roy E.
Seriously.
Munson, Roy E.
Amateur or professional?
Professional.
Warren Pasion. Courtesy call for Warren Pasion.
Ooh, we have a problem here. Your dues are in arrears. You haven't paid them since 1979.
How much is that going to cost me?
16 years plus penalties plus interest equals $38.
Oh!
Let's go. That's it.
Oh, 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 oh. Would you be willing to hold on to this till after the tournament?
Come on, what are we going to do with the rubber hand?
The ring.
Oh. No? Okay.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. The National Bowling Stadium, in conjunction with the Silver Legacy Hotel and Casino, would like to welcome everyone to the $1 million winner-take-all Brunswick Reno Open. Please enjoy your stay here at our fabulous facility, and remember, the Silver Legacy is still the talk of the strip with our 22-topping potato bar. Let's start the tournament!
All the players step forward and bowl except Roy, who loses his nerve and looks back at Ish in the crowd, who waves a placard with the words, "Go, Roy!" Roy whispers back, "I can't." Suddenly, Roy sees a vision of his landlady. More than enough to spur him on, he bowls his glittery golden ball. His rubber hand flies off with the ball and careers along the alley towards the pins. It's a strike. To another competitor.
You wouldn't happen to have a Phillips head screwdriver, would you?
Nah.
The ball and hand emerge from the return chute.
Never mind.
A screen shows the competitor's odds. Roy Munson is listed last at 1,000 to 1. Ernie McCracken bowls his ball, turns away and listens for the noise of a perfect strike, then plays up to an adoring crowd. Ever the image of the sporting professional, he wears a band around his waist to support his back. He has a sports splint on his bowling hand, but has the worst comb-over hair ever seen that tries to hide a large bald patch on his aging head. Roy misses a couple of pins, but clears them with the next ball. A player crashes out of the contest. Meanwhile, Ernie bowls a dud and leaves four pins standing, but later converts these with his next ball. Another player blows it, while Roy gathers in confidence and starts to bowl more and more consistent strikes. Both Ernie and Roy have their band of enthusiastic followers that signal their support. Ishmael claps wildly at Roy's terrific performance as strike follows strike. Ish embraces the new Roy. Roy is interviewed by a TV crew.
So Roy, let me ask you, what have you been doing all these years?
After the hand, there was the 80s, for a while, drinking. Yeah, a lot of drinking.
Are you still drinking?
No, I don't. That's behind me now. Why are you buying? She
came on. In the knockout rounds, Roy is unstoppable, defeating opponent after opponent with a succession of clean strikes. A display screen reads Silver Legacy Reno Open quarterfinals. Ernie bowls another strike, and the crowds wave their placards at him that read Million Dollar Earn, Go Big Earn, Ernie's Babes, Go For It. Roy watches Ernie closely from several lanes away. There are very few players left now, and the lanes are beginning to look quite deserted. Just as Roy steps up for his next bowl, a message flashes up on the main display screen that reads, Roy, I made a mistake. Please forgive me. Let's get married. Claudia. He looks up to the crowds in amazement and searches for Claudia's face, but cannot find her. He notices Ernie laughing at him from a computer console, and soon another message flashes up for all to see. In your dreams, Munson. Two sports commentators.
We have a Cinderella story shaping up here. Roy Munson, the 1979 Iowa State amateur champion, has suddenly come out of nowhere with his bowling ball. He is a major contender in this competition.
The semifinals, and Ernie powers through with another perfect strike. He's so sure of himself that he dances a hip jive for the crowds. Roth bowls a dud and gives Roy the chance to take the game with a clean strike with his golden ball. Roy punches the air with delight and drops down into the splits, then wishes he hadn't. Roth congratulates him on his win, and the crowd go wild. Now only Roy and Ernie remain to face each other in the final. TV Sports News.
As the early favorite for Coach of the Year honors. And now, we're going live to the National Bowling Stadium in the biggest little city in the world, Reno, Nevada, where ESPN is set to bring you final round coverage of the $1 million winner-take-all Silver Legacy Reno Open.
What an incredible championship match we have in store for you today. Ernie McCracken, a crafty veteran, and a heck of a nice guy, goes against Roy Munson, a promising young talent in the 1970s.
In the men's room.
What you doing there, Mr. Munson?
Barfing.
Please rise for the national anthem. Oh,
say, can you see, by the dawn's early light?
Have you been drinking again?
I don't puke when I drink. I puke when I don't. Scared-ish.
Roy and Ish hug.
Let's get ready to bowl!
And here they come, our two finalists. Roy Munson has one of the most intimidating hooks in all of bowling, quite literally, Chris. In fact, the fans here in Reno have started calling him the Rubber Man because he bowls with a rubber prosthetic hand.
And take a look at that focus on Roy's face. He is ready for this match.
Oh, a nasty spill. That's kind of embarrassing in front of a audience like this. Look at Ernie McCracken. A guy like Big Ern, with his panache and style, has clearly done for bowling what Muhammad Ali did for boxing.
Wow! Take a look at that. Have you, in 34 years of covering bowling, Chris, ever seen a ball like that?
What is that, a rose? It appears to be clearly custom made.
Ernie's got a heart of gold, bud. What an intimidator.
Go, Big Ern!
You know, he's through his spot on the approach. Ernie McCracken.
How about one more title, sweetness?
Look at that form. That left arm way out is
an unusual style.
A strike.
Wow.
Beautiful.
Right off the bat. He delivers on the goods. Look at him pump up this crowd. Roy looks a little nervous, a little unsettled. It is his first final in nearly 20 years.
The rubber man takes the ball from his good left hand and notice how carefully he places it in the prosthetic hand.
You have no idea the pressure that's...
Oh! Well, can you get some cheek?
A fan kisses Roy on the cheek.
Oh, give us a break.
Oh, look at Big Ern, Chris. Look at Big Ern. Calls her back. How gallant is that?
This man's going to win a lot of political offices when his career is over.
A great role model for America's kids.
Ernie gropes her enormous breast.
Attaboy, Luther!
Never!
Yes, a solid pocket hit. Munson answers right back in Big Ern's face.
Ernie jokingly throws up his hands in horror. The battle is on. As time goes on, Ernie's hair gets wilder and wilder until his comb-over flaps comically in the wind down one side of his head. Roy stays cool. Some good strikes and a few misses, but it's even all the way. Ernie tries to put Roy off. He tosses Roy's ball in the air like a basketball, then drops it onto his rubber hand, causing it to drop embarrassingly back into the return chute. Fate pays him back as Ernie completely misses three remaining pins and fails to convert. Roy answers with another perfect strike. Ernie psychs his opponent out with a sort of disco war dance. Meanwhile, somewhere far away, Stanley and Claudia drink at a bar.
Hey, sport. Coca-Cola.
You betcha.
I gotta make a phone call.
With Stanley gone, Claudia asks the bartender.
Could you put on ESPN, please?
Sure thing.
Roy flashes up on the TV screen.
Come on, Roy.
Another strike. Claudia watches Roy fondly, who brings a smile to her sad lips.
This million-dollar winner-take-all championship match has reached the 10th frame. Leading by 9 pins, Roy Munson shooting first on the right lane.
A strike here provides some breathing room.
Right.
credit 7-10 split.
You know, Roy Munson has two chances to win this tournament now, slim and none. And Slim may have just left town.
Oh, true. It's okay. You know, in bowling, there are 1,022 spare leaves. And this, the 7-10, is by far the most difficult.
Virtually impossible to convert.
There's no way you can slide the 10-10 into the 7 or vice versa.
Oh, please. Oh, I can't.
As Ish buries his head in a woman's cleavage, his brother Thomas appears to take him home.
Thomas, what are you doing here?
Ish, man, it's time to go home.
I can't go home now. This is the 10th frame, and if he makes this, he's going to win $1 million, and we can save the farm, and I have a half a beer left, and there's no way I'm going home over my dead body.
It's time to go home now.
Okay.
As Roy focuses on the hardest shot of the game, Ish is carted away by his brother back to the Amish in Brimfield. Meanwhile, the nation's eyes are fixed on Roy.
Oh my God, he has done it! He has done it! Now, if Roy can pick up one final strike, he'll force Big Earn to roll three consecutive strikes in order to win this match.
Ernie develops an eye twitch.
With that spare, he's not slammed the door on Big Earn. He's put on quite a lot of pressure.
Roy suddenly notices that Ishmael is no longer there. He looks up and down, but can't see him.
Where'd he go?
Claudia watches intently from the bar.
Yes!
The rubber man has gotten it done, and now the pressure is squarely on Big Earn McCracken.
Trailing by 29 pins, he needs three consecutive strikes to win it all.
I need you now, more than ever I need you.
Ernie talks to the flower inside his ball, then bowls. It's a strike, and Ernie hoolahs for the crowd.
One strike down, two to go. You can cut this pressure with a knife, Chris.
Ernie steps up for the second, and bowls. As Ernie literally goes ape, flexing his arm muscles in a sort of King Kong victory dance, Roy sits motionless and subdued.
Roy Munson to be forced to sit and watch. It has come down to this. One ball, one strike, $1 million.
And the loser gets nothing.
Ernie taunts the crowd, and more particularly Roy, with his custom-made rose-in-glass bowling ball. He steps up for the last ball, his eyes blazing and his hair flapping, and bowls. Everyone watches in slow motion as the ball spins along the alley towards the pins. It's a strike! Roy closes his eyes in painful defeat, while Ernie spins on the floor like a teenage body popper.
A 1-10 victory for Ernie McCracken.
Put it in the record books, a 226 to 225.
Ernie is ecstatic. The whole stadium rises to its feet and salutes him as the new champion. A laser star follows him wherever he moves among the adoring crowds. Roy motions to shake the victor's hand. Ernie pulls his rubber hand off and throws it into the throng of heaving fans.
Some lucky fan has a souvenir.
Roy collapses back into his chair.
Great feeling.
You're so cool. Any pressure?
Where are those girls? Get those girls over here. Yeah, there was pressure. I didn't want to get beaten by a guy with a hook, you know.
Does this mean you're against a handicap?
I don't know. I'm rich. What do I care? Come on.
Roy is still sitting motionless as a janitor sweeps the empty stadium clean. He brushes up Roy's rubber hand and gives it back to him.
Want to stay with you forever.
Tough luck, Mr. Munson.
Hold me in your arms.
Roy holds the hand in a semi-trance as he contemplates the scene of his defeat.
We should always be together. I don't want to leave you even for a minute.
Later, Stanley motors up to Roy and accosts him in the car park.
Hey! Where the hell is she? How the hell should I know? I thought she was with you.
She stole my money!
Yeah, well, welcome to the club.
He knees him in the stomach.
I checked my phone records at the hotel. She called that bastard Ernie McCracken 14 times in the last 3 days. Now what the hell is your relationship to him?
Roy elbows the henchman in the crotch, who accidentally does the same to Stanley.
Stop it! I'll tell you what my relationship is to him. He's the guy who gave me that.
Nice! That's all in gold?
The hand.
Big Ern is responsible for that?
Yeah. No, I don't know. I used to think he was. Now it's like you and Claudia. You probably blame McCracken for screwing that up. But I'll bet it's your own damn fault.
Let's go find McCracken.
Back in Pennsylvania, a week later.
Hey, what are you looking at? Hey, you suck.
Roy at the kitchen sink.
Go away, you'll get your rent money tomorrow.
He waggles his tongue at her as he pours away the booze.
Hey, Roy.
Claudia.
I got the money, Roy.
Roy turns his back on her. She sheepishly walks in and closes the door behind her. Eventually, Roy turns to face her.
You left us flat, Claudia. You dumped us when we needed you the most. You tricked us.
Look, if I'd stuck with you, Stanley would have hurt you and he would have hurt Ishmael.
What happened to McCracken?
I never went with him. I just made those phone calls to throw Stanley off my scent and maybe give Big Ern a little payback. $84,000. We can split it three ways.
You only had half that.
Yeah, well, we doubled it. Stanley, he bet against you. I'm ready to start betting on you, Roy.
She implores him with her warm, smiling eyes. He sidles over to the table and presents her with a check.
Yeah, well, too late.
What? Half a mil?
Trojan condoms. You know, Rubber Man? All I have to do is a commercial, show up at a couple of trade shows and pharmacies, and give a little talk at Vassar College orientation.
That's great.
Yeah, it is great. And this is only getting divided one way.
Roy snatches back the check. Meanwhile, Thomas and Ishmael arrive back at Brimfield in their horse-drawn buggy.
Oh.
I can't face them. I wanted to be the hero for once. I wanted to be the one to save the day. Brother.
Everyone knows you meant well.
Thomas comforts Ishmael and accompanies him through the garden to the porch. Ishmael moves slowly, afraid of the stern reception waiting for him on the other side of the kitchen door. When he enters the traditional wooden kitchen, a surprise is waiting for him. Two surprises.
Mr. Munson? Miss Claudia? What are you two doing here?
I'll tell you what they're doing here. They came to tell us the truth about your trip.
They tell you everything?
Yes, Roy told us everything. He told us about the booze and the lusting and the late nights and the lying and the gambling. And he told us how you got him to quit all that. How you got Roy to straighten his life out. And how you got Claudia to quit being so much of the whore that she is. And Roy also told us how every time he wanted to quit, you wouldn't let him. How you quoted the scriptures to give him strength. Oh, yes, son, he's told us everything. And we're mighty proud of you.
Ishmael and his father embrace heartily.
What about the bank and the foreclosure?
That's all been taken care of by Brother Roy and Sister Claudia.
They put $500,000 in the bank.
Our troubles are over.
Oh, you guys! I'm gonna have to watch you two. Miss Claudia, I knew you'd come back.
Farewells by the roadside.
Thanks, Mr. Munson. Thanks for everything.
Hey, Ish, you know that old Centurion's Faith thing about you saving the Amish people? It was baloney. It wasn't them you were saving, it was me.
You'll ask me, what?
Roy and Ish hug deeply. Rebecca.
Come on, Ishmael. Everyone's waiting at the party. They want to hear all about the missionary work you did with Brother Munson.
Okay, Miss Rebecca. Bye, Miss Claudia.
Bye, Ishmael.
Bye, Ish.
Ish and Rebecca skip off together.
Hey, Roy. I have something for you.
Oh, wow.
His father's pocket watch.
You got it working.
Yeah, I wound it.
Oh, there's a winder. Well, look at that little ladybug.
Oh, you should make a wish.
All right. You know what I wish for?
They kiss passionately, then drive off into the sunset. A friendly group of Amish bid them farewell.
Bye, Brother Munson! Bye, war!
In a nearby field, the whole community gathers to hear, of all things, an Amish rock band.
This weekend on Sky Movies...
Slowly but surely they start to swing to the beat until the whole of Brimfield congers through the corn with Ish leading the way. The end.
With March of the Penguins on Sunday. To find out what else is coming soon, check out the March issue of the Sky Movies magazine, dropping through your door any day now.
Taught me this part anyway. The newsman said not to sit on strange politics. Is my life you're trying to save? But anyway.
a fishing waves. Or you're in a state of affairs and a state of emotion. Now I think that you must understand. I'll tell you one thing, you tell me another. We walk away, baby, then say yes.
I tell you one thing, you're